This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're ready to have some fun with some great health stories, stories that could make a difference in your life and the lives of your loved ones. You can call us. The doctor is in. You can come directly into the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And it's not, you know, maybe you're busy, maybe you're out and about, you're driving, and you don't feel like calling in. Although, you know, people call from cars these days. You know, we have all the modern conveniences. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, 24/7, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later in the program. And, yeah, I can't think of a better place for me to be on a weekend than right here behind this very microphone, because I have a lot of fun sharing vital health information with you. 877-726-8255. Let's get started. According to a survey of 2,000 Americans, 1 in 5 Americans believe they have an undiagnosed anxiety disorder. The prevalence of antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications is soaring, and this survey shows that a shocking 1 in 5 respondents say they feel anxious so often they actually believe they're dealing with an undiagnosed anxiety disorder. 43% of respondents say they've been overwhelmed by their anxiety, and almost 3/4 of respondents say they're embarrassed after every single anxious moment. So it's bad enough to be anxious, but to feel bad about being anxious, you know, that isn't good. And to some extent, this has to do with the pace of modern life. It has to do with social media. The survey suggests social media is contributing significantly to this rise in anxious Americans, with 35% of respondents listing Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as major sources of their day-to-day anxiety. You know, I find that I don't like the way I feel after I spend time on social media. I mean, look, I urge you to check us out on Twitter and on Facebook, but just, you know, don't get lost in, you know, some of the very, very strident arguments that you'll find, especially on Twitter. Twitter is just, boy, it's a combat zone when it comes to controversy, even when it comes to nutrition. There's a big food fight going on, and it just leaves you feeling kind of, I guess, anxious and unsettled after you visit on social media. Besides, you see all these people taking these marvelous vacations, and you wish you were there, and unfortunately you got to hang out and whatever, take care of your kids or your parents, or, you know, attend to what's necessary, or you're looking at your pocketbook and you can't afford that luxurious vacation, that African safari or whatever people are showing on Facebook. And so that anxiety takes a physical toll. A whopping 9 in 10 Americans, according to the study, say they're losing sleep due to their anxiety. And with that being said, here's a study about a simple intervention for anxiety. Actually, this survey was underwritten by a company that manufacturer of CBD, cannabidiol. And, you know, cannabidiol can be marvelous for treating insomnia and anxiety. that actually has become one of our mainstays in working with this problem, because I got to tell you, I've been asked often by supplement manufacturers, they want to kind of sound me out, like, you know, where should they be developing products? They ask me, what's the number one problem that you see in your practice? Is it heart disease? Is it diabetes? Is it obesity? And I have to say that the common denominator among virtually all my patients is some degree or another of anxiety. And I actually remark to some patients occasionally, I'll see a patient who I feel is relatively free of anxiety. They've got other health problems, but anxiety is not one of them, but they're the exception rather than the rule. This study explores the role of magnesium supplementation in the treatment of depression and anxiety. And it's a open-labeled, randomized crossover trial in primary care clinics looking at 126 adults. And they gave them a form of magnesium. It's not my favorite, but it is available in liquid form, which makes it easier to administer. It's magnesium chloride. These days, I prefer, for anxiety, magnesium threonate. It's, the product is called Protosorb Magnesium, made by Protocol for Life Balance. It's available on FullScript, which is our online dispensary. You can check it out at drhoffmanstore.com. But they give these folks magnesium chloride for 6 weeks. And what they found was a clinically significant improvement in anxiety scores and in depression scores. The supplements were well tolerated. 61% of the participants reported that they would use magnesium in the future. They found it beneficial. So a very cool study suggesting that magnesium, simple intervention, taking magnesium can take your anxiety down a notch. And here's an item. Mediterranean dietary pattern and skin cancer risk. Now, we've seen a lot of studies about Mediterranean diet and heart disease risk. It's heart healthy. We've seen studies on Mediterranean diet pattern and diabetes risk, stroke risk, even cancer risk. But this is the first study that I've ever seen about the relationship between a Mediterranean diet pattern and skin cancer risk. And they looked at people's adherence to what they consider a Mediterranean diet, which incorporates fruit, vegetables, legumes, cereal products, whole grain cereal products, olive oil, fish, dairy products, meat products, and alcohol, and in particular, red wine, but also especially olive oil. That is the common denominator of virtually all Mediterranean diets. And what they found was interesting. Adherence to the Mediterranean diet was associated with a lower skin cancer risk in women, particularly melanoma and BCC, basal cell cancer. And, you know, this is something that I've talked about in the past. I remember early in my career during my radio show, I would ask the trick question, what room or area in the house do you think is most associated with skin cancer risk? Your garden or patio, your bathroom, your kitchen, your living room. And the answer to the trick question was, well, not your outdoor areas where you might get excessive sun exposure. Yeah, that's certainly an important element in skin cancer risk. But your kitchen might figure into the equation for risk of skin cancer. And we have evidence of this because people sometimes develop melanomas where the sun don't shine. They'll develop rectal melanomas. They'll develop melanomas on the soles of their feet where they don't get any sun exposure. So clearly there's something more than just sun exposure in the complex equation of who is susceptible to skin cancer. Here's another one. Tomato phytonutrients balance UV response. Study shows that the use of carotenoid-rich supplements, particularly rich in lycopene, can reduce the risk of age-related skin changes. So they say This well-tolerated carotenoid-containing supplement, significantly protected against UVB-induced erythema formation, that means skin redness, and upregulation of pro-inflammatory cytokines in the skin, which could lead to cancer. And so, you know, while we're at it, let's talk about a product that really embodies the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. It's olive oil. And did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? Well, my favorite olive oil, that's what it's called, my favorite olive oil, it's delivered to me direct from the latest harvest thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil. It's normally $39 for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. You know, I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. And it's the taste is a signature for their high content of crucial antioxidants and polyphenols that are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. You can taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And in my case, that is truly the case. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. All right, we'll be right back with your calls, your questions, 877-726-8255. Lots more information on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for live questions. We'll take them right now. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. But new feature is that 877-726-8255, when we're not live on the air, prompts you to record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear that.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. When men turn 50, they are often told to get a colonoscopy for preventative reasons of getting a colonoscopy. I was wondering, what are your thoughts about the benefits versus the risks? Thank you.
Okay, you know, this is a really important question, and it's a controversial issue because just like mammograms and PSAs and other types of preventive tests, there's there's some controversy over the risks versus the benefits of getting colonoscopy. Colonoscopy is unpleasant. It requires a prep. Generally, it's safe, but in patients with certain problems like ulcerative colitis or diverticulitis, the wall of the intestine is thin and there's a risk of perforation. It's rare, but it's a terrible complication, and you don't necessarily want to have it. Normal people don't run that risk. It's more about the inconvenience and discomfort associated with getting a colonoscopy. So right now, the dictum is you're 50, you go for your colonoscopy. Unfortunately, a higher and higher percentage of young people in their 20s and 30s are coming down with colon cancer. So that arbitrary cutoff of 50 isn't necessarily right. There's been concern about inappropriate colonoscopies. Doctors who say, oh, come back, every 2-3 years, we'll do another colonoscopy after a normal colonoscopy ad infinitum. The implication being ka-ching, 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 scoping for dollars. You know, there's sometimes a motivation to encourage patients to get excessive colonoscopies. Usually it's thought, after you've had a normal colonoscopy, you can go, 8, 10, 12 or more years before you need to get another colonoscopy to make sure that cancer hasn't developed. Cancer develops very slowly. Here's a study that is a cooperation between Indiana University School of Medicine and an institute in Germany, Germany, they don't like to screen as much. They got socialized medicine. They want to save money. Propose that you get what's called a FIT test, which is a card test, which identifies hidden blood in the stool. And they say that FIT is a good pre-screening test for average risk asymptomatic adults. What does average risk mean? Well, you don't have a strong family history, you've not had bleeding, you have no symptoms, you don't have a predisposing condition like ulcerative colitis, to some extent Crohn's disease, but UC and is a risk factor for developing colon cancer eventually. They say if annual FIT results remain negative, FIT buys you time until a colonoscopy may be required. And it could be the case that a colonoscopy for screening may never be necessary or required. So these days they have a test, and I like to do it on some patients who are reluctant to do colonoscopies, especially if they've had a normal one many years ago. It's the Cologuard test. Give it a try. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number 877-726-8255. You've got this hour and next to collect your thoughts and call in with a question about health, nutrition, your particular medical predicament. We handle all those here on Intelligent Medicine. Infertility, big problem. And unfortunately, the workup is often focused on the woman, where the problem sometimes resides. But in many cases, there's a problem with sperm quality that affects the likelihood of conception. And in fact, studies are showing that sperm quality is declining worldwide. And what's that all about? Well, it probably is a reflection of environmental pollution, the effects of gender-bending chemicals, xenoestrogens, hormone disruptors on the sperm. The sperm is very sensitive to those effects. I mean, you could go on living for years and years and years before you develop a serious health problem, cancer or something along those lines. But the sperm are, well, kind of like the canaries in the coal mine of chemical exposure in our toxic environment. And so it was that researchers studied the effects of the familiar antioxidant N-acetylcysteine on sperm quality on the theory that, well, what's N-acetylcysteine? It's a precursor to glutathione. And glutathione is the premier antioxidant. It's something that helps with offsetting the effects of environmental toxicity. And so they theorized, well, maybe N-acetylcysteine could have a beneficial effect in infertile men with what are called abnormal seminal parameters. You know, easy to test. You deliver a sperm sample, and you can find out if the sperm are misshapen, if they don't swim very well. They can count the number of sperm, and they can do both quantitative and qualitative analysis on your sperm, determine if the sperm is likely to be adequate for conception. So they administered N-acetylcysteine, 600 milligrams daily of NAC to participants for 3 months. Now, that's not much. You know, usually when I prescribe it, I prescribe 600 milligrams twice a day, sometimes three times a day. But, you know, relatively inexpensive intervention, once a day, no biggie, not too bothersome. And after 3 months of NAC, they found significant improvements in all the seminal parameters evaluated. The volume, okay, so how much sperm are you producing, sperm concentration, total motility, that means the ability of the little sperm to swim upstream, because they got a long way to go before they find the fertilized egg. And there was a reduction in the number of what are called immotile sperm, sperm that just kind of sat there, and abnormal shapes of the sperm were reduced. So that's pretty cool. And so in the discussion, they say, well, this is probably due to a reduction in oxidative stress because NAC is a precursor to glutathione. And they say that reactive oxygen species impair sperm development and threaten overall sperm quality. So they also looked at markers of oxidative stress, and they found that they were reduced when the men took 600 milligrams of NAC. And at the end of the article, they conclude that NAC is not the only thing that helps men with sperm quality, according to research. They say you can now add NAC to an arsenal of sperm-enhancing nutrients, which includes selenium, L-carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine. These are carnitine and acetyl L-carnitine to help energy, and it takes a lot of energy for the sperm to swim. Coenzyme Q, zinc, folic acid, myo-inositol, vitamin E, vitamin C, DHA, and EPA from fish oil, obviously. And now you can add NAC to the growing list of supplements that may be beneficial for sperm quality. And, you know, this is actually part and parcel of integrative medicine these days, is there are people who specialize in fertility planning. They'll tell you what to do to optimize your chances of getting pregnant. And this is a big deal now because more and more couples are waiting. They wait till they're in their late 30s or 40s. The biological clock is ticking. And it's not just about women. It's also about men. Men who conceive past the age of 40, certainly in their 50s and 60s, and we see that sometimes, their offspring have a higher incidence of problems like autism because of the sperm quality. So here's another important one. Fathers-to-be should avoid alcohol 6 months before conception. Wow, 6 months. So it's not just the woman during pregnancy, it's prior to conception. You literally poison your sperm with alcohol. So they say drinking alcohol 3 months before pregnancy or during the first trimester was associated with a 45% raised risk of congenital heart disease for fathers and 16% for mothers compared to not drinking. Wow. Binge drinking, 52% higher likelihood of these birth defects for men, 16% for women. So, whoa. The results suggest when couples are trying for a baby, men should not consume alcohol for at least 6 months before fertilization, while women should stop alcohol 1 year before and avoid it while pregnant. Well, okay, that's a tall order, but hey, minimize it. That's a factor, not just during pregnancy. Don't just drink, oh, I'm pregnant now, I can stop drinking now. No, preconceptual planning with nutritional support for the dad's sperm, also to optimize the mother's fertility, and avoid exposure to environmental toxins, of which alcohol is certainly one, right? Okay. So this item, certain heart meds linked to suicide. Whoa, what's up with that? Well, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's some really obscure type of heart medication, but I looked at the article, and these medications are very commonly used. Angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs, as they're sometimes known as, were associated with a higher risk of death by suicide compared to ACE inhibitors, according to a Canadian population-based study of seniors. Whoa. Okay, so what are ARBs, angiotensin receptor blockers, the ones that are associated with a higher risk of death by suicide? Well, commonly prescribed medications. Avapro, Benicar, Cozar, Diavan, Hyzar, Micardis. These are among the medications that are associated with a higher risk of suicide compared to the ACE inhibitors like Vasotec, Captopril, Ramipril, Zestril, Acupril. Those are the ACE inhibitors. Now, let me just apply a little bit of a caution. Taking these medications doesn't necessarily mean you're going to put a gun to your head and kill yourself 100%. There just is a higher risk, according to the study, about a 63% higher risk of a relatively uncommon event. I mean, it's an uncommon event. Suicide still remains an uncommon event. But they looked at people 66 years and older who died by suicide. And what they found was a trend toward increased risk of suicide in people taking ARBs. They're popular medications, and they're generally thought to be relatively free of side effects, but this is a disturbing study. So look, no, you got high blood pressure, and you take any kind of medication. I don't care what type of medication you take. You take ACE inhibitors, the ones less likely to cause suicide. They'll give you a higher risk of this persistent aggravating cough. That's pretty common with ACE. So there are always, you know, there's always some side effects associated with these medications. So I prefer natural means of dealing with high blood pressure, diet, exercise, certainly. But here's one that I've added to my arsenal, and I'll share it with you. A vital solution to better heart health. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. You know, nitric oxide, the Viagra principle that dilates blood vessels. And nitric oxide could be an important natural strategy for keeping your circulation optimal. Each dose of Berkeley Life delivers the bioactive nutrients found in nitrate-rich plant-based diets to enhance our body's production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, of course, is a vital signaling molecule in our cardiovascular health. It was brought to prominence when it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. It's inevitable and requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. If you take just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily, it provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 5 ounces of spinach, and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. I take this prior to workout because studies show that taking nitric oxide supplements that are derived from beets like this promote circulation and enhance endurance and athletic performance. There's a lot of studies on that. This is only available from healthcare providers, but you can get your Berkeley Life Professional Supplements by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide level safely and easily in the privacy of your own home. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. I prescribe them for my patients, and I urge you to try them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Call us this hour next with questions related to intelligent medicine. We'll be right back.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestion and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Now, during the program or 24-7, you can actually record a question, as did this caller. Let's hear the question.
Dr. Hoffman, thanks for listening to this call. I was just having a follow-up question to your story last week about the mice and the choline beneficial effect from the feeding for dementia patients. I was wondering what type of choline and what dosage would you recommend? Thank you.
Okay, yeah, great question. And, you know, he's referring to a study showing that choline can make a big difference in terms of risk for dementia. Now, what I've discovered, in, you know, these days I'm doing genetic analysis on some patients, you know, not all patients, but some patients opt for genetic analysis, which actually helps us discern if they have a need for more dietary choline. And there appears to be a genetic basis for this. Some people may be choline responders, and other people may take choline till the cows come home without dramatic results. But if you've got certain genetic variations that predispose you to choline deficiency, you got to make sure you're taking adequate dietary choline, and perhaps supplement. So, you know, where do we get choline? Well, the best dietary source of choline is eggs, of course. Soy is also a source of choline, and certainly you can get choline from marine sources, from fish. So, when it comes to the best supplemental form of choline, you can get straight choline. The problem with the straight choline is that it tends to give you, especially some people, a fishy odor. So a preferred form is phosphatidylcholine, or PC. is helpful for supporting memory. And, you know, choline works in several ways. It works on methylation pathway, but it also works as a precursor to acetylcholine, which is a necessary neurotransmitter for a brain. There's also a product called citicoline, which is a more premium source of choline that you can take. And, you know, I wish I could tell you, take this and, you know, one size all, it's going to work for everyone. It'll enhance your memory regardless of your circumstances. It depends. And so in clinical practice, what we do is we do a little trial and error. We see how people respond to perhaps one capsule twice daily. We can load them with more of some of these supplemental choline products. So choline also at the other end of life is very important. I often prescribe it as part of our program for prenatal. You know, we don't like to give lots and lots and lots of crazy supplements to women who are pregnant because we don't know what their effects are going to be. But the things that are necessary, vitamin D, a good multi, a good source of folate, these are important things in development. We also want to use lots of EPA and especially DHA for supporting brain function. But taking additional choline has been associated with better outcomes in pregnancy and also subsequent higher scores a few years down the line. You know, if you want a smart kid, make sure that you're taking choline during pregnancy. So great question as usual. Thank you very much for that. And this item has to do with, you know, while we're talking about soy, what about the effects of soy on breast cancer risk? And this is something which has been a controversy ever since I've been in nutritional medicine. I remember in the 1980s arguing about this very subject. Is soy protective against breast cancer, or can it increase the risk of breast cancer because soy contains estrogenic compounds called isoflavones? And, you know, the controversy has raged for years and years. Finally, there's an article based on a big study. The study looked at 76,000 women in Europe. There were 3,600 breast cancers among these women over 11 years. And they studied them intensively as to their soy intake. And this is what they found. It was very interesting. Is that soy could be both beneficial and harmful. Whoa. Okay, well, soy actually can be a selective estrogen receptor blocker. It can block estrogen receptors and keep those estrogen receptors from being stoked by cancer-causing estrogen that the body makes naturally. So, in fact, there are drugs that are SERMs that are used for women who've had breast cancer, drugs like tamoxifen, anastrozole. And soy may act in that fashion to protect against breast cancer. But among women with a family history of breast cancer, the results suggest that supplements should be used with caution. The risk profile of soy supplements could be more favorable among premenopausal or recently postmenopausal women. But there's a kind of a complex relationship here. Certain types of breast cancer were prevented. Other types of breast cancer, the risk was increased. So the suggestion is if you have a high risk for breast cancer or if you have breast cancer, soy supplements, especially when you use them for hot flashes or something, should probably be avoided. This according to the latest research. It's a complex subject, but this study sheds light on it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.